ladies and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 2/17/2022. I'll tell you what. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back, and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer is at Germany, and all his bands, and the house of Togarma of the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. Thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. Verse 10 of Ezekiel 38, and thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass, that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of the unwalled villages, is that U.S.? I will go on to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls, and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil, and to take a prey, and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. So, interestingly enough, let's just flip over on that for a second. And you can see, let's see here, I want to get this right here. Yeah, employees of the Federal Emergency Management Agency were told today as they were leaving work, go immediately to the supermarket and make sure you have plenty of food, water, and medicine for yourself and your family. Apparently, they've never received such a warning from work ever before in the whole history of FEMA. Okay? I also saw this on Fox News before I came on tonight, where they had a smiling, blinking guy who was a happy boy. Oh, yes. Oh, well, don't wait. Just get enough like you're going to be in a hurricane, okay? Go get some food and water and have provisions at home because of what? There might be a cyber attack. Now, another thing which is off kilter, but when you know Red China Joe and his stellar viewpoints on things, I mean, he locks in on certain items, you know. We've talked to you for some time now, since basically right after Thanksgiving, we started talking about the possibility of things coming in through the St. Lawrence Seaway, as in Russian submarines that could be smaller ones offloaded off the sides of a yacht or a research vessel, or some kind of a shipping vessel, regardless of whether it flies the Russian flag, and those Russian officers got those big visors, and they've got all the medals.
You ain't gonna see that. Why, them Ruski boys talk good old hillbilly and stuff now. They talk down south. They talk over that bala bala, and they talk Ebonics. The Russian boys know more about your culture than you do now, okay? Talking about the Spets and the GRU. The GRU were always more American than the Americans were. They used to teach everybody to talk in a non-accented accent of, say, Nebraska, Western Kansas, okay? Which is like non-accented or less accented than anywhere else. So, but getting back to old Red China Joe, what's he announcing? Oh, he's got the infrastructure plan. He's going to clean up the Great Lakes and apparently in Lorain, Ohio, which has got deep water river and everything, is, you know, it's just right west of Cleveland there. He's going to build submarines. Well, you see, it all equals out. A equals A in Red China Joe's brain. Well, the Russians have got submarines. They're putting them into the Great Lakes. By golly, I'll build submarines in the Great Lakes. And they'll be good-paying union jobs, you see? You see how it all sort of, even in a weird scenario, makes sense? Well, we've been warning you and telling you about all kind of stuff. And I'm going to say this. We've done our job to try to defend the United States. And I think that Putin's ace in the hole. I think one of the key components he had was the fact that he had inside the United States no thanks any more than necessary to Barack Hussein Obama, who hired Russian Spetsnaz, brought them over and trained them with U.S. Rangers and other U.S. military and special forces at Fort Carson, Colorado, and other places, and where they were also seen in the Uwari Mountains, remember, by a medic, a U.S. Navy a corpsman who was up in the mountains hunting, and he and his buddies ran onto, and they said, oh my God, there was a whole unit of Russian of Spetsnaz and people training in the Uwari Mountains, not all that far from Bragg, okay? And little Troy, North Carolina, is down in there by those Uwaris. But, and Pinehurst Golf Course and all that stuff. But anyway, they were told just to keep their mouth shut and to leave the area at gunpoint. That's been going on. We've been telling you for some time about the Russians inside the United States. I had a report out in Aurora, Colorado, that one of those Spetsnaz had married a girl from there. Somebody said, well, God, I don't know what this guy's still doing here. He originally came in the Spetsnaz, but he's still here. And because they're getting paid by the black budget out of the Pentagon or Intel, and they even put those Spetsnaz, if you recall, into the plans to save Cheyenne Mountain and the Denver Airport and the underground from dreaded attacks by the quote-unquote Christian patriots, veterans, you know, those domestic terrorist types. This is back a number of years ago, all right? And that they had in the drill scenario, the fact that it was going to be the Russians, it's going to be the Russians, you see, the Spetsnaz, who just happened to be at Fort Carson training, who are going to be utilized to come in to help us to defeat those U.S. veterans that are Christians and Bill of Rights people and constitutionalists and, oh boy, those dreaded Christians and veterans and Bill of Rights, freedom of speech people and Second Amendment type people. Terrible people, you see. got to defeat them, so they had the Russians there to come in and help America to take back some of their most secret underground bases from the dreaded veterans, Christians, all those mean domestic terrorists who are going to go on and support Trump in those days after that. You see how this is all marshaling up? Have we not been telling you on this show, have I not been telling you, it's the Lord Jesus giving me instructions, Archangel Michael recruiting me to tell you, secondarily, first thing he said, to strike blows. My charge is to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. And secondarily, to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see. Not the general public. I mean, if the general public listens, they get it, great. But I'm talking to you, those who listen, who have ears to hear and eyes to see. And I've been telling you what. If you can do nothing else, go get one more can of chunky soup. The first time I said that, had you have gone and done it, how many weeks since 2004... About June 2004, how many weeks has that been if you'd have gotten another can of chunky soup? How many would you have under your bed or on the shelves in the basement or out in the garage or wherever you keep it? You'd have had quite a bit if you'd have bought the long-term storage food when it was cheaper. Could have had some of that. You can still have some of that, and you better get some of that, but you better get whatever you can quickly. And you better start to think about local sources and going and buying it rather than waiting to get it online. Yes, you can still use the online if you can, but if you tie up a lot of money, you're liable never to get it back. Do you not see also that in your neighbors who call the Free Canada, which has never had a freedom of speech or freedom of assembly or freedom of religion or freedom of anything in that country? Not guaranteed, not like in our Bill of Rights, but you see, our Bill of Rights are not sacrosanct either, are they? They're coming after all of that also, aren't they, in this country? Why? Because in both countries, at the top slots, don't forget, it was Red China Joe that called Trudeau. Red China Joe called Trudeau and said, get them truckers off the bridge. Get them truckers off the bridge. You see, I'm not advocating that the truckers get off the bridge. What I'm advocating is that tyrannical governments stop being tyrants. But you see, they're not going to do that, because that's not what the Lord Jesus told us about was going to happen. That ain't what they foretold. But what is going to happen to them eventually is that the Lord Jesus and his archangels and angels and cherubim and whoever he brings at his behest to come onto this planet. He's going to come back and he's going to sort out and jerk the tares out of the thing and leave the good grain, okay? Leave the good grain, which is you out there, leave you. If you believe in the Lord Jesus, and if you don't, and if you haven't done it yet, get on your knees and ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. Repent of your sins. Lord, I'm a sinner. And you can even lay some of them out directly to him, because he'll listen. But he's busy. Why don't you just lay them out A, B, C, D, E, or just in general say, Lord, I'm repenting of my sins. Will you come into my heart and to be my Savior? And if you're sincere, if you're true, then he'll be true. And he'll start to wash you clean, because there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus, and don't ever forget it. So you got the FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, apparently telling people to do it. And then they got a blinking guy, a happy blinking guy. Oh, he's a cyberman. He's a cyber expert. How long has we been telling you about cyber security possibilities and problems? How long ago was it I told you that the Cyber Command welcomed the new Beijing University branch of Beijing University in Dayton, Ohio, as a partner in the war against cyber terrorism. And after that, you remember after that what happened? We lost all of the files of government employees, including U.S. military files. Yeah, the real files, all of your files, the ones they don't even tell you that are their files, the ones that are the above top secret files, where you went on this mission and that mission, or you went this way and that way, or you were ancillary in support of an NSA mission, or you were a hitter or shooter in a CIA mission, or you were a sniper in, you know, such and such stand, or this or that stand on behalf of the CIA or somebody like that, right? They got all that stuff there, you know. They got all that stuff. Then they also got all of the Social Security records, all your high school records, all your stuff that you told your shrink, all the stuff, your medical records, your DNA stuff, all of it, okay? And that was gotten by the Red Chinese. They also got all the insurance companies and all of those things. It's just ridiculous. Because if you forget, David Rockefeller said that he was, favorite country was China. Because they were the ones that were, had the guts to do all the stuff and the ability to do it. So China's being used as a new world order. Russia's being used by the Lord as a chastisement against those who have turned away from Lord Jesus and from our Father in heaven. Russia's be used as a chastisement. China will be used as a chastisement. So do you not think the land of the unwalled villages, and that's why we put such emphasis on all of the information that, that I was able to get from the deep background and from a very small handful of people in the Signal Intelligence Committee around the world who are of the best of the best, the old school boys, the Cold War boys, who still knew what they're doing and still know what they're doing, even though it seems like the top hut boys in the new NSA, in the new XYZ 54739 woke military intelligence complex. Well, they don't have to know about any of that, you see. Well, it's all baloney. Before I go on, I want to say a prayer, because I might get kicked off the air. You never know. Lord Jesus, will you go to our young man Luke? Will you go to Luke? You know who he is, Lord Jesus. To Luke. Luke has come out of it. We prayed for him before without a name, but I told you knew who he was, Lord Jesus, and we were praying for him. He had the COVID. He was deeply troubled in a hospital. They had him intubated. It was bad stuff. He came back alive, Lord. You brought him back alive off of, you moved him to a new hospital, where now he can eat solid food, and he can sit up, and he can talk and listen to his radio and all kind of stuff like that. Lord Jesus, will you go to Luke? Will you heal him? Will you restore him? Will you remove the virus from him and remove all of the impediments to get him back home, so that when he gets back home, Lord Jesus, he's either done with the COVID, or he can then be allowed to have the nutrients and the proper things that might allow him to remove the COVID from his body. I don't know what it might be, Lord Jesus, if it be ivermectin, or if it be vitamin D3, if it be the different things. But Lord Jesus, you know, you have the ability to restore him to full function and health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And out there, people, pray for Luke. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's interesting, we've told you about the interesting ways that the Russians have been using communications very covertly, clandestinely, to get the message out to all their people that seem to be not noticed at all by the NSA and the different people in the intelligence agencies. And we've tried to bring this out, and nobody's told us that we're wrong, okay? Now, somebody will say that now, but let me just tell you what. we talked to you about use of the national message board service, where they put out different stuff in that, and nobody looks at that at all, because, oh, it's just usually hams giving messages across the world to people and la, 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 la. And even the people who are responsible for watching it haven't been watching it, from what I understand. They said, they're using that? Oh, yes. Because there are people who listen to this show that are good people, and there are also people listening to this show that are 30 pieces sober, bad people, who then put their reports up the air so they can get another 30 pieces sober, and then those go to the next level, and then somebody says, oh, holy smokes, they say, uh-oh, you mean this, oh, and then they're saying, then they give an order to some good line commander somewhere, you better get so-and-so to start looking for the Russians in the St. Lawrence Seaway, or in Lake Erie, or Ontario, or Michigan, or Superior, wherever it might be. You might send them down to the Tennessee Valley Authority, because there's reports of Ruskies down there, and Tennessee, and different places, you know, at Gatlinburg. My lads, they might have suitcase nukes, and they could go in and blow. Yeah, you dummies, you used to teach your own U.S. Army Special Forces, used to practice against GRU Spetsnaz types, that had suitcase nukes that were going in to blow up the TVA authority. Did you not recall that that was one of the plans that the Russians always had? I guess you did, because all that's just yesteryear. All that's just in the comic books. All that's in the old movies. This is the new thing. We're the top dog, USA. Nobody's in our way. Yeah, but you're in your own way, because you got bought off by the Red Chinese and the communist Luciferian New World Order scumbags. You top slaughters decided to worship Lucifer the Lightbringer. When you did that, that's when you cooked your goose, baby. You cooked your own goose. Now, let me tell you what the Russians, I told you all of the different things. We've told you about the Red Chinese loony balloons, which, Google doesn't do those balloons anymore. And they don't, they're not affiliated, and they don't go into Red Chinese. And we're not going to launch those anymore, and we're giving it over to DARPA in the Dakotas. DARPA, you see. DARPA, Raven, Aerostar, whatever it's called. Is that the off-the-shelf name? We don't know. It's just a rumor. Just a rumor. And then so we see them up, and they're overlooking our positions, key position in the United States. And are they then sending that information to Red China Joe's buddies, the ones that gave his son a $1.45 billion contract? And then since then, according to Peter, Schweitzer, who's got a new book out, formerly wrote the book Secret Empires, telling about how Mitch McConnell got money from Lady Chow's daddy, who's one of the largest shipping guys in the world, who sits on a corporation board of a Red Chinese corporation, even though he's Taiwanese, apparently, but he sits on a board of a corporation in Red China, along with the CCP, that builds all his ships. He ain't got his ships being made in Brooklyn or anywhere, or Greece, or no, he's getting them made in Red China, all right? And then how much money did Lady Chow's daddy give to Mitchie McConnell? You see, it all goes down to this being bought. And I once heard a quote years ago, back in the 80s. They said that the U.S. Congress is the best that money can buy, okay? Well, that ain't too far from being true, I don't believe. Now, so we talked to you about all the Russian cops. Oh, incidentally, the company that used to put some of the loony balloons up has got one up over south of Hawaii watching all of our fleet traffic that was launched by, guess what, the old company that used to put them up when it was Red China and Google. The Red Chinese company put that up. So the Google balloons are watching you, Navy. They're watching down below. They're watching the fleets, the carriers, all the stuff. And you think it's DARPA? No, that's still the Red Chinese getting all that information about all your things. And where does all the armor go that leaves, you know, out of San Diego? Where's all that armor going? Well, it's probably going to Taiwan or South Korea, maybe even to Japan to defend against in a wider, quote-unquote, world war. And let's go back to employees allegedly of the Federal Emergency Management Agency were told today, as they were leaving work, go immediately to the supermarket and make sure you have plenty of food, water, and medicine for yourself and your family. All right? You think maybe, as I've been telling you for years, that you should start doing that again too? Or just go to dump off your gas tanks, get an extra 5-gallon gas can here or there, so that if you needed it and you're getting out of Dodge, gonna go to the lake or to your granddaddy's farm, you know, out and about somewhere or down the road, don't try to get 1,000 miles, you know. See if you can get 50 or, you know, within 100 miles, you know, at the very most, all right? Because you see, if you get a flash, electromagnetic flash was to hit up above, an EMP burst, it will most generally knock out your electronic ignition, and the roads will become a parking lot. You have a lot of money, and some do, and that's okay, and it's good to have it. Believe me, I'd rather have a lot of it than be like I am, to where I just got enough, just sustain enough, just have the bills paid and medicines and that kind of stuff, and able to keep going and, you know, keep on the air and be sustained in that way. To just have enough, and on that I'm dependent of the Lord Jesus, our Father in heaven, and the good people out there listening now. May the Lord bless you 10,000-fold. For anybody who sends a little bit or a lot. But the fact of the matter is, some people have the ability to go get an older type vehicle, an old truck, you know, something, an old truck with, where you had the, you know, regular type ignitions, the generators, the distributor cap generator, the old school, no electronic, just the basic stuff. Like an old Chevy 283 or 327, an old Ford, you know, 390 V8 or whatever it might be, you know, something from the 50s or 60s that would allow you to get down the road, you know. Or maybe just a cracked diesel that didn't have all of the goofy electronic stuff on it, just an old diesel like they used to run up the Alcan Highway in the old days. Where, you know, you had to wear your 5 long johns and big woolly furs to keep warm, all right? The old school trucks, the old school stuff like that, that would start no matter what. You had diesel in it, you kept it running, boom, 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 run it all night, keep it warm, you know? Well, now I'm going to tell you, if the FEMA is telling their people to go get food and water, I think you ought to go get some more food and water. Whatever it is you need to top off your supplies or to get started. And if the only thing you can do is to buy one extra can of Chunky or Progresso soup, not one you got to mix water into it, because the water could be bad. If you don't have a Berkey Light or a Berkey water purification system with a black Berkey filter or some other equivalent of Pure or whatever it might be, that's got good stuff, or even a portable one that's, you know, like a Katydyn Combi or whatever it might be. that you ought to do anything you can do to get water purification. And if nothing else, you can boil water. If nothing else, you can put the micropure drops or the, you know, the aerobic 7 drops or whatever into water to help to keep it clean. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you one more time. Go out and prepare and add additional supplies quickly, methodically based on what you need, whether it's food, water, water storage, nuclear, biological, chemical gear. Oh, now we see why Hawk may have been telling us yet years ago. You can try ApprovedGasMask.com. You don't want the Russian bughead or the old, you know, we've got the old World War II, you know, gas mask right here. You know, no, you want a new one where the rubber is good and all the stuff is good. The seals on the eyes, on the visor glass is good. You want one, if possible, that you can talk out of and one that you can connect a drinking tube to your backpack drinking a reservoir or to your a canteen that you can put up there to it. You can also get on like an M95 mask. That's what I have, M95, but I'm redundant on that because I got also new Israeli stuff a few years ago, that was less expensive, but still the one with the drinking tube and the squawk box. And you get the new filters. And the better quality of the filters you can get, you don't want surplus filters. You want new filters, the 40 millimeter filters. If you're sitting there and you got the old cheek filter gas mask that you wore back in the first Gulf War, those are no good. Those were penetrated by the Prussian blue and gave you stuff that you didn't want to know you was getting. All right? That gave you the Gulf War syndrome and all the kind of stuff. So let's go back to the Russian comms. Let's go back to them. It's kind of interesting. Remember, they also been using the split spectrum and the washing machine. And all that kind of stuff is designed to make young little pimple faces at the no such arsehole agency. You see what I'm saying? To say, I'm going back to playing video games and drinking my Mountain Dew or whatever it is I got, or my Red Bull, you know? That's just a goofball noise. Well, it ain't a goofball noise. We talked to you about all kind of stuff, about the use of how the Russians are using pop songs as code phrases, you know? Final Countdown or Eye of the Tiger, blah, 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 you see? Crazy stuff. And those messages appear in some of the split spectrum kind of stuff that is where you also are doing hopping. They do hopping where one freak will have one letter, the second freak will have the next letter, third freak will have the next letter. That leads you to a code phrase or a one-time pad or tells you what the orders of the week are, whatever that might be. Some of the messages that we're told was be all that you can be or be the best possible, you know, all that you can be, all kind of stuff that the Russians are using. Those are actual messages that we have seen through the signal intelligence community, the few good people, less than 20 people worldwide, okay? So we try to get this out as a watchman to get it out to you and also to warn the people in government, the good people in the military, the good people in intelligence, which are getting to be very few and far between, okay? So let me go to what's current, what the Russian comms in the last day or so have been doing. It's kind of interesting. They use the spread spectrum stuff. Now, if you know that I'm not one of those who's the technical type, but the people who are expert in the radio world and the signal intelligence world, they have the type of computer situation to where they can record a signal. They record the signal, then they can see visually, in a sense, after the signal passes through, like a burst transmission, there is a waterfall. Like, just visualize, not a waterfall in North Carolina or in the Rockies or something where the water comes out. No, we're talking about, like, on a computer screen, a water file or a residual signature that shows certain characteristics of what the signal that quickly passed through shows. And that's a technical thing for those that are in the radio business, the good hams, the top signal intelligence people. Well, anyway, the waterfall, you would see a waterfall and, you know, it's okay, it's there, but did you notice the slight irregularity in it or the anomaly in it? Well, those few that did, and maybe less than 10 on the planet, they took a look at the waterfall and the record, they recorded it, and what they did is they then slowed down the speed of the waterfall, slowed down the speed of it. And you know what happened when they did that? On screen in the waterfall, characters, in other words, letters, appeared that seemed to be either Russian or their regular letters or Cyrillic letters, but I'm not sure exactly which, maybe both, but letters appeared that when you looked at those slowly, it formed a coded phrase or message, which is obviously still encrypted. You don't know exactly what they're saying, but the fact is, when they slowed down the waterfall, visually letters appear on the screen. The Russians have perfected a, like a fourth level down kind of a comm system to where people inside the United States sitting there who are sitting in a flannel shirt and they're in the Carolina Mountains or West Virginia or in Virginia or wherever they might be, in Colorado, or they could be out on Coronado, you know, wherever they're at. But they're good guys, surfers maybe, off Coronado, they're surfers, and they got a new pickup truck, and, you know, they're just blue-collar guys. Well, they got a good radio. They're just ham enthusiasts. Well, they're sitting there, and they're picking up what the Russians are communicating to them as Russian embedded GRU stay-behinds or infiltrators or Obama-hired Spetsnaz that are still being paid covertly by part of the black budget of the intelligence world, which allows the Russian troops to stay inside the United States. And if you don't know you're here and you're in the military intelligence, then you're a dummy. They've been here. But you see, you're all too transitory. You got no memory. And they didn't train you right. So you don't know. And your education was directed at making you into a communist, Luciferian communist, dope taker and pill shaker. You know what I'm saying? So when you slow down the speed of the waterfall, this is for the people who know what I'm talking about. When you slow down the recorded waterfall, you slow the speed down. In the last few days, I don't know about from now on, because we're now hipping you to it. We're now letting you know about it. We're trying to slow down the Russians. We're trying to confuse their ability to do something in what was, I believe, Putin's ace in the hole of taking out the United States in the midst of the beginnings of a world war, which would allow him to then progress, because Europe will fold like a cheap suit against his tanks and his rough boys, okay? The ones that are not thinking about it. The Spetsnaz don't think about woke, okay? They don't think about woke. They don't think about this. They don't think... They they think very simply, defeat the enemy, kill the enemy, kill the enemy, kill the enemy, take over their stuff, you then got their stuff. They say, well, Russia can't afford to do that. Well, if they take all of Ukraine, they take the Baltics back, they take half of Poland back, without Europe or NATO doing jack shit, excuse my friend, without NATO, Europe doing anything, then they've got the thing. If they took out the United States or had the ability to sabotage all of the power. Oh, what is it that the guy on Fox News tonight said? Strong possibility of a cyber attack that could take out the banking, take out the water supplies, take out the power grid, take out anybody's ability to get gasoline, all the different stuff. They just said it on Fox News. They had the guy, the blinky guy, the happy blinky guy, telling you, oh, you better get some supplies and food and things, and just like you would in case it was a hurricane. Oh, you don't get overboard. Don't get too worried. Just get a lot of food and water and batteries and lanterns and, you know, all the stuff in case there was a hurricane. That's what their guy just said. It was on Fox News, all right? And then you got Biden. By golly, we're going to build submarines here in Ohio, the Great Lakes. We've got to counteract the Russian subs, you see. He's thinking his mind, oh, Russia, maybe Russian subs. Oh, boy. It's kind of like the Black Sea where we've got our guys over there. Oh, well, they could put somebody in through the St. Lawrence Seaway. Well, that's sort of like the Bosphorus, ain't it? You see what I'm saying? So one more time, for those in the know, if you're hearing the spread spectrum, the flash traffic stuff, the burst transmissions of the Ruskies, are you seeing it? You're recording all this stuff? Slow down your waterfall stuff and see the electronic display of the after effects of the communication that went through. See if in the waterfall that some kind of an image of a letter or a phrase or a group of letters appears. Because that's what the Russians are using to communicate to their people embedded in the United States or in the TVA or in the North Woods or wherever it might be, or outside of Indiana, okay, Fort Wayne or somewhere like that, where the A-10 warthogs have been flying around using a warthog as a looking for somebody on the ground type of airframe, you see, somebody who's used to looking for targets on the ground, who does have a radar, can have some sensors and stuff, you see. Looking and sniffing, perhaps, for a suitcase that's been well-maintained for years. Or a new one brought over down the St. Lawrence Seaway that perhaps rubber ducky boats went out to meet such and such, you know? Because they're fishermen. They're just bringing bait out to the fishing vessel, you know? The cabin cruiser, big one, or, you know, that kind of thing. A little yacht. So ladies and gentlemen, one more time, it looks like, you know, warning you. Just warning you. Just warning you. Well, there, Cap Mar and Miss A, hello to you too. God bless you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as long as we can, I hope you want to keep Old Hawk on the air. And I don't know how long that'll be. I don't know the time. I don't know the time. I'm watching the gold price and all of that stuff, watching all of that, watching the stock market, watching all of that, watch the reports. But then Blinken, Stinken, and Lincoln were at the UN today and hybrid Austin was at the NATO conference. Then you got Commissar Kamala's in Germany for the big meeting. of which Zelensky is leaving Ukraine, which he should not do. Zelensky's leaving the Ukraine to go to Germany to the meeting. He's thinking, well, this will show that I'm comfortable enough to go. But the fact of the matter is, the minute he goes, pop goes the weasel. It could go in the next day or so, you see. It still looks like war to me. It looks like there's a possibility, a strong one, of war. Now, I've done what I could do. And the people that, from the deep background, that information comes up, and then you got a big mouth bird that might talk about it. But when the Russians can use to that level of, interestingly, that's a clever, most clever way I've seen of doing it, using the national message board, that was clever. All the different stuff they've been doing. But you also have to remember that the Obama administration allegedly gave 1,500 top-of-the-line, brand-new U.S. military intelligence-grade radios to the Russian Spetsnaz that came over to be at Fort Carson, Colorado, and gave them the NATO codes and protocols for a radio. So the Obama administration, Joker Tut the commie bot, alright, gave the Russian Spetsnaz, at least a battalion of them, from what I recall, maybe two battalions of them, hired them, brought them over for training, and supplied them with 1,500 top-of-the-line U.S. military quality radios and the NATO codes and protocols. And I would bet you money, allegedly I might bet you money, but I don't want to bet, but allegedly I might bet, allegedly I might bet that even old Red China Joe is probably keeping the Russians updated, because, you know, money flows to the hunter. See? I'll tell you what. I'll comment on it briefly. Bull Durham is BS, you know, and people say, well, he's bringing stuff out, Hawk. He's going for it. Well, but you know what? 5-year statute of limitations. You could have a scenario where the truth comes out, but they don't prosecute because it's too late under the federal law, the 5-year deal. The guy moves at the pace of a snail. He's putting out truth, but there's a reason for that, because the only people he's still going to prosecute is lower-level bullshit artists and attorneys and that kind of crap. If he goes and does what he should do, they should still go back and get Comey, McCabe, Baker, Page, Strzok, the Orrs, and a half a dozen other top people in the Justice Department and the intelligence agencies and the National Security Advisor staff, all right? They should all be grabbed. A lot of them lied to the FBI. The FBI guys lied to their own FBI. You doubt it, period, or you write one letter, you say one thing somewhere, and let me tell you something. You don't invoke your Fifth Amendment and tell them to go fish, see you later. You say one thing, they'll tell you that thing's wrong, and you just lied, and you're gone on a perjury charge. These are lying pieces of crap, and if Durham can't prove that, then you have no justice in America. You have no justice, and I would not cooperate with any federal agent, any FBI agent, ATF agent, anybody from the feds. I would not cooperate with them at all. You better tell them to go take a hike, get the warrant, all that stuff, and then you stay D&D, you stay deaf and dumb, you know what I'm saying? And you forget about it, and you start to pay attention to what Lord Jesus has to say, what our Father in Heaven has to say, and not what tyrannical, Luciferian, communist-leaning pond scum have to say. Or their freaking secret police. To heck with them. Do you know what, you know what the boys in the, you know, the Green Dragon Tavern would have told them? Go get your tea. It's in the port water. It's in the water, baby. It's in the bay. You want to drink tea? Go get it. All right? You want to come for us? You want to play games at Lexington? We're going to be waiting for you in the woods as you come to Concord to take our ammunition and to take our firearms, to come and try to confiscate firearms again, or like Trudeau, who's real daddy, allegedly is not Pierre Trudeau, but is Fidel Castro. Hello to my buddy Clarky up there in Canada. But you see, there's the rub, ain't it? He's been over with Bill Gates and with Klaus Schloss and Schlickenschlacker at the Davos, whoever the guy, you know, the reset guy, you know? So, that is really where these young guys like Trudeau and Jig Your Booty, Booty Jig, okay, and all these people went to little schools where they wear the little t-shirts and hut, 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 and experience love from the New World Order and go to Luciferian little initiations and all these things. And it's just getting to be pretty doggone obvious. And if you don't have eyes to see this, then I'm going to tell you what. And there's another one. One more time, waste one more sentence on your friends, your neighbors, or whoever you love. Tell them what they need to do and what the Lord is telling them to do. And Matthew 24, Luke 21, and what Matthew 25 prescribes them of having lamps and lamp oil. Do you think that might be something you need tonight? A Dietz lantern or a Petromax and it gets you some nice lamp oil for it? You get the rechargeable, batteries or what have you for your flashlight, your lanterns. And you should be redundant and have all of them and have 120-hour candles or 60-hour candles or just regular taper candles, but, boxes of them. This stuff is getting really, to get really, really, really real. And we're getting into revelations here before too long if you don't watch out. So when you got people telling you where we're going to start at the beginning of the book, that's good. But most of the people in the religious areas, in religion, not relationship with Lord Jesus, not relationship with God, but religious deals, they're going to know every single verse and everything and blah, blah, blah. And they've been to seminary and they've been to this one and that one, the other one. But I don't know if any of them really know Jesus. All right. That would be discernible within about 3 minutes. Because it ain't necessarily about that you're a sinner. But if you know Jesus and you're trying to do your best and you repent and he's trying to help you and he's washing you clean, but you're pretty dirty, well, then you stick with it, and you stick with him, and you stick with the true commander-in-chief. The true CIC is Lord Jesus and our Father in Heaven. Those are the CICs. I'm going to keep old Hawk on there to hope you do. Anything is most needed and wanted, believe me. It could be Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold. It could be a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. I'm getting a lot of good reports from people out there, and my man in the Alleghenies who watches everything, and a boy up there in Minnesota who's been sick but doing better, watches a lot of stuff. The old river pirate, he came back around not too long ago. I think he came back from the South Sea somewhere. Although it's rumored he really spoofs his information out of Cancun. Cold War Warrior, he's out there, and there's a lot of different ones. And a lot of friends of the show. And I'll tell you, it's my pleasure to work on behalf of the Lord Jesus. And to have you out there as listeners and to stick with me and to get the word out. Because I'm going to tell you something. I've told you before, maybe some people knew, haven't heard me say it. If you're listening to this voice, if you're getting the information, and if you're with the Lord Jesus and he's with you, and you know it, and you feel that strength and how he's helping you, and man, you don't have the fear when you're with Lord Jesus. When he's with you and you're with him and you know that just like you know your address or your age or whatever, or your middle name. When you know it that way, then there is a certainty. If you were to lose your life, where you would go? You would go to heaven to be with him for everlasting life. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Dad, boy, you're bad. Forever come. I technology to strike the pose and the enemy. And against those other that have gone from spear. That thing original, I know you're ready and old. Pick it up. And the young. Road and track. Well, keep up with your study. Get an extra set of school books for the next year to be. And get smart. Smart as well as get fat, strong, and active. With the Muay Thai. And with the 22 right. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Lord Jesus, protect you against all evil. Go out and get some food and water.